This week, some places in the Fairbanks area saw temperatures in the negative 30s and 40s. It only stayed like that for a few days, though more severe cold is predicted before the week is over. Fairbanks' cold snaps have historically been the stuff of legend, but due to climate change and some other factors, they have become less frequent and less severe. Ravenna Koenig from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Mary and Dick Bishop arrived in Fairbanks in the fall of 1961. That December, Fairbanks experienced its most intense cold snap on record, averaging about 54 below for the last week of the month.
Nothing's bad after that. We got quite an initiation.
Over the past 50-plus years living in the interior, most of it in Fairbanks, Mary and Dick have seen plenty of intense cold spells, where it's 40 below or colder for more than a week.
Your tires are flat on one side, and a lot of cars just didn't start.
We had minimal insulation in this house, and our young boys just lived in snowsuits.
But the Bishops say those bottom-scraping temperature periods don't happen nearly as often these days. And they're right, according to Rick Toman, a climatologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's mapped out all the times in the Fairbanks weather record that the temperature has averaged 40 below or colder for an entire week.
Over the last 80 years, the frequency and the intensity of these cold snaps, they've become not as cold. They're occurring less frequently than they used to.
Toman says a significant driver of that is climate change. But he says there are other factors, too. One is related to urban growth, and especially the increased number of cars on the road.
Cars put out a lot of water just from burning gasoline, and that helps thicken up ice fog. And ice fog, believe it or not, is actually a pretty good blanket.
That's only a relatively small piece of it, according to Toman, because when he looks at the data from other places in the interior that have seen no population change, there's a similar trend. Another piece, he says, is natural variability, multi-decade cycles in the atmosphere and ocean that can be more or less conducive to creating that super cold weather. But he adds that even though those natural cycles have gone through at least one full rotation since the 1970s,
we have not seen a return to the temperatures or the frequency of the cold snaps that we saw before that.
The current forecast for the end of this week shows lows in the 30 to 50 below range in the Fairbanks area. But will it add up to a week cold enough to make it on Toman's graph of big cold snaps? He says not this time. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.